This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The White House says it's considering all options short of invasion to deal with what it says is a Nicaraguan attack on Contra rebels inside Honduras, and one of those options seems to include sending some U.S. troops. David Martin begins our report from the Pentagon.
The Pentagon wants to send elements of the 82nd Airborne Division into Honduras, not to fight, but as a symbol of American support for the Honduran government. The president has approved the plan in principle, but is still waiting for a formal request from the Honduran government before making a final decision. U.S. officials say the American troops would stay well away from the border area, where State Department spokesman Charles Redmond says an estimated 1,500 Sandinista troops reportedly have crossed into Honduras, complete with artillery and helicopter gunships.
The Sandinistas' primary objective appears to be to destroy resistance supplies, which are stockpiled in this area. These supplies represent a large portion of the military equipment remaining in the hands of the resistance.
The last time the U.S. responded to a Sandinista incursion was in March of 1986, just days after Congress had voted to cut off aid to the Contras. Then American helicopters airlifted Honduran troops to the border area. But the Iran-Contra Committee subsequently concluded that the administration had, quote-unquote, manipulated the intelligence to make the situation seem more serious than it really was. Officials insist that this time they are not exaggerating, but the administration's Central American policy has become such a highly charged political issue that any action is bound to be controversial. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
This is Richard Schlesinger in Managua. In a nationally broadcast speech this afternoon, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega denied his troops had invaded neighboring Honduras and said the real threat is of a U.S. invasion of Nicaragua. Ortega called the operation against the Contras defensive. Nicaraguan Army sources confirmed their troops are engaged in a major operation involving helicopters and artillery in areas where the Contras have been relatively strong, in the central part of the country and along the northern border with Honduras. Honduran President Jose Ascona reportedly called Ortega today to demand Nicaraguan troops be taken out of Honduras and away from the border. Ortega responded in his speech by asking for a commission headed by the UN and the Organization of American States to go to the border between Nicaragua and Honduras and see for itself that the Sandinistas are staying within their territory. Richard Schlesinger, CBS News, Managua.
More of The World Tonight in a moment.
It's a pathway that leads from here to tomorrow, from sea to shining sea.
The great American road belongs to Buick.
Whoa, it's a feeling of smoothness, a power and grace, the road up ahead in command. Yeah,
the great American road belongs to Buick.
Oh, boy, look at the time. Look, we can do this grocery shopping fast if you help me.
I'll get the TV Guide magazine.
I'll get the produce and meat, and you pick up soup and coffee.
I'll get the TV Guide magazine.
We'll get the TV Guide later.
I can't enjoy TV without TV Guide.
Well, I know,
it's
but
not
we're
just listings. It's tons of fascinating stuff on television.
Then I'll get cat food, and you get
personalities,
the
behind the scenes, very well written,
are you
going to
help
think
me, please, with the shopping or what?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, what are you going to get?
I'll get the TV Guide magazine.
No, you're not.
TV Guide magazine. Fun to read, tough to put down. The best thing on television.
There were gunshots today inside the compound that houses General Noriega's headquarters in Panama, but Noriega emerged unhurt, saying the gunshots were only kisses. But as Juan Vasquez reports, they were kisses that were meant to depose Noriega, if not to kill him.
Surrounded by a handful of loyal aides, General Noriega emerged triumphant from military headquarters after the failed coup attempt, reportedly led by a dissident colonel. U.S. sources told CBS News that the United States knew of the coup attempt beforehand, but did not initiate it. But if Noriega managed to retain control of his headquarters, it became increasingly apparent that he was losing control of the streets. Only a few days ago, Panama City was the financial capital of Latin America. Today, it was shut down by the most extensive rioting and looting Panamanians could remember. There were numerous instances of indiscriminate shooting as protesters lit bonfires, halted traffic, and smashed store windows. It was not until late this afternoon that a semblance of order was restored by the deployment of combat troops and water cannons. By nightfall, soldiers were stationed at key intersections, and Panama City had the look of a capital under a state of siege. Juan Vasquez, CBS News, Panama City.
The World Tonight. More CBS News after this.
Why are so many dogs and cats wearing the Hearts 2-in-1 collar? Because it gives your pet long-lasting flea and tick protection for up to 5 months. The Hearts 2-in-1 collar kills fleas and ticks, keeps them off your pets and out of your home. Protect your pets and make them pest-free with the Hearts 2-in-1 collar. No matter what the weather, wet or dry, the Hearts 2-in-1 collar works on your dog and cat. So if you want to hug a happier pet, surround him with the long-lasting Hearts 2-in-1 collar.
In a new survey, 1,000 doctors were asked if stranded on a desert island, what's the one medicine they'd want along? Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, Advil, or Bayer aspirin? More doctors chose Bayer, even more than last time. 3-1 over extra strength Tylenol, 6-1 over Advil. More doctors chose Bayer than ever before, shouldn't you? Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. Now available in coated caplets. Use only as directed.
It has taken more than a year of investigation, but indictments were finally handed down today against four key players in the Iran-Contra scandal.
This is Deborah Potter at the federal courthouse in Washington. The grand jury in the Iran-Contra affair has indicted Oliver North, former National Security Advisor John Poindexter, and two associates on 23 criminal counts. The key charge, conspiracy to defraud the government by shipping arms to the Contras at a time when U.S. aid was banned by Congress, and diverting profits from the Iran arms sales. North is named in 16 counts, including lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and accepting illegal gratuities. Also named Richard Secord, who ran the Contra supply operation, and his business partner, Albert Hakim. Independent counsel Lawrence Walsh, who directed the 14-month investigation, suggested there could be more indictments.
The grand jury is not finished. The grand jury is continuing. This is simply an interim report. They will be back again Monday.
As for North and Poindexter, it could be months before they stand trial, and the possibility of a presidential pardon has not been ruled out. Deborah Potter, CBS News at the federal courthouse in Washington.
As for Colonel North, he maintains his innocence.
The months ahead will be difficult and often very lonely. Nonetheless, I can assure you, I will never give up. We will win. I just cannot tell you how soon.
The World Tonight returns in 1 minute.
Here's why young parents feel better with life insurance from State Farm. You know the feeling. You know what formula, diapers, talcum, and 2 o'clock feedings are all about. You need life insurance, but you have a budget, and you hate life insurance sales talks. Well, instead of a lot of talking, your State Farm agent does a lot of listening. So you get a life insurance plan that feels just right for your family and your family budget, too.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lie detectors make me nervous.
Mm-hmm. Do you take towels from hotels?
No.
Good. Do you eat vegetables?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a lie.
Well, I'm busy. I don't know.
You realize vegetables are an important part of a balanced diet.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Did you know that VE uses a blend of vegetables?
Yes. I meant no.
One delicious glass of VE provides a serving of vegetables, true or false?
True.
Right.
I knew it was.
Do you promise to drink VE to help keep your diet straight?
I do.
Okay, Arlene, you can marry him. Welcome to the family, son.
That makes me happy, Dad.
Drink V8. Keep your diet straight.
Stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrials up 17 points, closing around 2065. The average price up 28 cents on the New York Exchange. The volume there, 153 million shares. The average price up 3 cents in trading on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.